everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on The Mindful Experiment. This is your host, Dr. Vic, and I'm excited that you're here to dive into this conversation that we're going to have, and something that I've been sharing on and off on social media and in conversations with clients and friends and so forth. And I think this is going to be very critical. I think this is something that if you truly want to become more aware of some of the blocks we have within that holds our energetic states and not allow us to truly level up and achieve higher level of consciousness, I think this is going to be one of those episodes that are going to help you to dive deep. I'm going to keep it as short as I can. I may do other episodes on top of this just to, because it's there's so much that I can share. And so before we get into today's episode, as always, I always like to share what we have going on or what we have that we're doing. So number one, we do have a group program that we're putting together. We have a wait list right now. I highly recommend joining the wait list. This is for people who really want to unlock the greatness within. I'm going to teach you a process of what you can do. There's a couple levels to it, and you know why manifestation doesn't work, and why, what are the things that we have to do? Why is it that we really aren't choosing and not staying in our power to choose, and so much more? And how can we really find fulfillment and unleash that beautifulness within us, our genius within us, our greatness that's within us? And that program is really designed to help. So go ahead, it's in the show notes, click on the link and go learn a little bit more, sign up for the wait list. I promise you it'll be worth it. It is one of the greatest things I've worked that I'm going to be putting together, and so forth. Also, we have a free group page on Facebook. Join it, check it out. I have a free Substack page right now where we post a bunch of stuff on, again, topics of consciousness, and so much more. We are developing things to where the Facebook group, hopefully our goal is by mid-November, we will be doing lives on there. And then we'll be doing once a month Q&A. So it's really worth the dive in if you want to understand more about this. Or if you have questions that you've heard about the podcast and so forth, this would be great to do that. And then last but not least, subscribe, like, share, review, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen podcasts to. It really helps us to get exposed and get more shared, and really help share in this message to the world. We're on a huge mission, and we have a big vision that we've kind of had since the beginning. It has shifted and changed over the years, but now we are kind of moving it in a different direction, just slightly, but it helps us to get out there and so much more. So appreciate that. Appreciate your support and love. Let's get into today's episode. So we all have relationships that we have to we engage in, right? I really believe the richness of our life is based upon the depth of our relationships. And I'll say that one more time. I believe that the richness of our life is truly determined by the depth of our relationships. The deeper we can go into our relationships, the more we find enrichment. I mean, I've seen that over life. Like superficial relationships, okay. And then I finally had my first like in-depth, and I'm not talking like intimate relationships. It could just be friends or family too. And it was one of those things where, or coworkers. And it was one of those things that when I started to go deeper, it was amazing. And then the relationship, like just, it was awesome. And in my life enriched from that. Now, I've really, truly experienced that with my wife. And it's amazing how to have a partner in life and have to be the greatest mirror that I can ever have really has helped me level up in so many ways and helped me become more aware, more than anything, of not only just the stuff I have that blocks my light and blocks my greatness and does allow me to really express the uniqueness of who I am, but it also shows me generational curses. It also shows me things that I've ancestrally has been passed down that I became more aware of and see and go, man, this is some work I got to do. You know, this is some stuff that this is not just this time. This is stuff that has been passed down. And I'm doing all that I can not to stop generational curses and all these things. Those are great. If you're all for that, good. Ancestral traumas and all those and things, all the terminology that's coming out in the world today. For me, it's more about how, my question is for myself, is how do I become more full? How do we become more whole? How do I express the completeness that I am already? How do I shine my light to be the greatest that I possibly can? That's what I care about. And so if it's breaking generational curses, okay, let's go that route. If it's becoming more aware, great. If it's my wife being the best mirror in the world for me, awesome. My daughter being the best mirror for me, awesome. Whatever that is, that's my focus. because I feel like there's this badge of honor that I'm breaking generational curses. I'm breaking generational traumas. And I'm not against that. So it may sound like that with my tone. I promise you it's not. But I just believe what we do is we get in our head. That's ego stuff. When we label something, we're putting the ego on it. The first thing I want to do in this episode is to share, focus on how you can be the greatest version of you. How can you let that music inside you be the loudest you possibly can? That unique tone of who you really are that blends into this one universe, right? The one verse. We all play a hue of a tone in that, and that's in the human collectiveness. This is why I wrote a book called Decoding the Matrix. And how do we play this part? And my mission is to help individuals really, truly understand that. I did that from a business perspective, working with coaching clients. And so I still do that to this day. But now I want to share this with the public and make it more real for you in your life. And so if you notice, the podcast had made a little bit of a shift. We had interviews and interviews and interviews, and now we're kind of doing solos for a little bit. And that's because I really want to get this message out there. I really want to hone in. We will be doing interviews again, starting most likely in January of 2025. We have a long list of people who want to be on the podcast, and we're really just hand selecting a few. It won't be every other week or every week like we used to, but it'll be a little different. But the key point is that coming back to what I was sharing is that that the greatest light of who you are, how to shine so you can be the fullest level. And the first thing that, it's number two, I should say. The second thing is that what you want to look at is that every relationship that you have is a mirror to you. It's a mirror of what's going inside you. Now, this is a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people, especially when I talk to clients or I talk to people who want to bring up relationship stuff, and they're all about like sharing the relationship, how their partner is this or how this is that and X, Y, Z. And I always say that it's a mirror reflection of you. And that does usually go well when I say that. And of course, I'll break it down and, be compassionate. Man, that's really frustrating. I can understand, there's worry in your voice and their tone. I can see that your body's tensing up more. It's trying to protect itself. So I can see that your nervous system's in that state. But at the end of the day, we're also looking at everything as a mirror. So when we look at things from a mirror perspective, it's helping you become more aware of what's going on within you, because what's going on within is what you project out. And so let me take a step back to help you understand that a little deeper. So back in the day, I'm going to age myself a little here. I remember in school, they had the little film thing that went in a circle and they had a light that projected through, and it's a projector and you can see the film on there. You hit a button, it'll switch and switch the film and you see an image go on there. That's what we do. That light is inside you. That's the light that projects out. That's the light in you. That's the essence. That's your true pure consciousness. All right. And what happens is every time you're projecting that light out of what it is that you have within. So when someone says something, that might remind you of how your mom used to talk to you with a certain tone, with a certain word or something like that. And you have a knee-jerk reaction without even knowing it. And you get frustrated or you don't like the person. And all of a sudden, then this is how you are responding to them. And I shared this in the last episode. I highly recommend looking into it when I went into talking about shopping lists and so forth. That's how this relates. But the element is to understand that all the things that are the mirror reflection of you is trying to help you become whole. And if we can lower our guard, not be defensive, and really just ask those questions, what is this trying to reveal to me? What is this trying to help me with? What is this trying to have me have a better understanding of the stuff I need to work through? You change everything. And I'm telling you right now, this in intimate relationships, really in all relationships, but in intimate relationships is the biggest game changer of all. I shared a post on Facebook and I was sharing that. And of course, these posts, I always laugh. I put some really good stuff, I think, up there. I think it's very valuable and very deep in a lot of ways. And it's like barely gets any likes or any attention. And I'll put some superficial stuff and it blows up. And I'm always like, it's always interesting how that algorithm works. But I shared a post saying that you want to get the best advice in the world, ask the person who's next to you. If you want to learn what you need to grow on, ask the person who's next to you. Because most of the time, they're going to share with you stuff that they know your blocks. They see them. And they'll share with what you need. If you want to be a better partner in a relationship, go to your partner and ask them, how am I doing in this relationship? And I want your authentic response. I want you to know how you truly feel. How well am I doing in this relationship as a partner? Do I support you emotionally, physically, financially, XYZ, all those things? And you cannot be defensive on anything they say, because what you're doing is you're asking them to help you, and then yet you're going to shun them for helping you or trying to help you. And I've been there before. So I remember started doing this practice 8-9 years ago, and I had to really swallow some pills. You know, there was a lot of good, but there was a lot of holes I had to fill. And there's still to this day, I'm always improving. And I ask my wife all the time, but I'll ask her at times, like, how am I doing? How could I be better? How can I support you better? And this usually happens too, like if I fail in something, like, and I say fail, just I wasn't there as well as I should, or I didn't say something as well. I didn't really listen as much. I got defensive instead. I take a step back and then I ask later on, how can I have supported you better? Because obviously where I am at that moment or where I'm at in my life right now, I did not do what I would like it to have been. So how can I support you better? And that's just having a great convo. And kids teach you this better than anything. I mean, I'll tell you, my daughter has taught me more things. Because like with a kid, when they're frustrated and upset, the last thing you want to do is ask questions. The last thing you want to do is that. All you want to do is hug them and support them. My daughter was just a couple nights ago this happened. She was really, really, she got upset. She was crying. And she came to me and I just held her. And I held her. And I held her. And then she pushes me away, which I know that she's done. And I said, you want me to hug you more? And she goes, no. And I said, well, you want me to put you down? She goes, yes. And I put her down. And I waited for her to calm. And then she got calm. And then we made a joke here and there. And she started laughing. And I waited about 3 to 5 minutes so she was fully calm and totally back to normal. And then I asked questions. You know, what made you feel so frustrated? Were you frustrated? What made you feel sad? What kind of feelings were you feeling? What showed up for you? You know, and she's only 2 guys, but she'll respond. And she'll be like, I was feeling sad or I was feeling scared. Awesome, you're feeling scared. What happened? And I just walk her through and then we kind of revisit it. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because in relationships, we want to get like that when we're in a heated moment. And maybe you don't do this. I know I did. Well, I'll be like, I want to solve it right now. And it's like having a kid taught me back off, let it just go, let the energy dimmer down. And then come back in when you're in a different energetic state. And it's amazing because you can ask the questions to go deeper, just like I do with my wife and so much more. So that's the element that you want to understand, that everything that's happening in every relationship, but more importantly in the intimate relationships, this is close family members and so much more, this can be liquid gold. And so like holidays are coming up, this can be a time for you to massively level up. And I don't even like using that word. But you can raise your consciousness, or even better, the best word I like to use is just become more aware of what you got that's blocking your true essence and help to grow with it. The greatest masters that I've studied, mystics and gurus, one of the things I've learned that they always used to say is like, if you think you have evolved and you have ascended to certain levels, go and live back home with your parents and then come back and see how you be really aware of how you feel and what's going on. And if you're not, if you didn't do that, then you're going to have a different experience. But if you did, you'll have a different experience there. And it's fascinating. I heard this like 12 years ago, 13, no longer than that. And so I apply that in time to time. And then things will come up or I'll act a certain way. And I'm like, I'm going back into old patterns. Okay, haven't heard that one yet. And so this is inner work, guys. This is not easy stuff. This is a lot. Like some people say, man, I got to be conscious all the time. Yeah, you do. We go on autopilot. We go to sleep. We're in trances most of the time. When we're watching shows or getting caught up in social media, you're in a trance. You're literally in a trance and you're totally tuned out. The whole world. And I always used to say like when someone back in the day when we didn't have all the phones being what they were. But when people were text messaging, I always said when you go on a phone and start text messaging someone in front of someone, you are in a room all by yourself. I don't know. This is me. Like back then when there was nothing on the phone except just text messages and phone calls and maybe email. And, you know, I look at it now when people are on a phone, I say the same thing. They're isolated in a room all to themselves. And we're not paying attention to what's around us and so much more. So every relationship is there to help you grow. And when you can really focus on understanding that every relationship is a mirror for you, this is how you break generational curses, generational traumas, things that have been passed down, ancestral lineages, all those terminologies. You don't have to be like, well, I'm working on this. No, work on yourself. Understand that everything in life is happening for you to help you grow and evolve to the level you want to become. All right, I'm going to have a part two and probably a part three on this, but I really wanted to hammer these two points to you to really just have you start to see things differently, just a little bit. And my whole goal out of this episode was just to have you go, maybe he's onto something. Man, he struck something in me. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I feel in this way. Maybe you're feeling resistance to this, or maybe you're feeling empowered, like this is awesome. I want to move forward. I can't wait to start practicing this. Wherever you are, the goal was just to spark something. In the next few episodes coming up, I will add more to this to help you be able to go deeper and have see things, give you some tools and some tips of what you can do to really go deeper into this realm so you can really find more fulfillment in this life and deepen your experience. I started this episode with this quote, and I'm going to finish it with it. I truly believe that the depth of our relationships is what enriches our lives. It enriches the more of the experiences that we have in this world and the things that we go through. Like I would say, when my birthdays here or holidays are here, if I don't have family to be with and friends and that, you know, all that stuff, then it's just another day. But it's because of that that makes it a different experience. So I hope this hit the mark for you. Also, if you have any questions on any of this stuff, you got my email in the show notes. You can click on it. You can email me questions. If you have topics you want me to bring up, if there's a topic or there's someone you want me to interview, let me know. I'm more than happy to put them on my list when we start interviewing. But this is just the beginning episode. This is a little just the opener to things. We're going to dive deeper into next week, and I'm going to break down some more stuff for you. And then possibly we'll have a third episode where I can give you some practical tools of how to go through this process with practical stuff that I use and what I share sometimes with clients and so forth when this stuff kind of comes up. So as always, I want to thank you again for tuning in. Make sure you like, share, and share, pay this forward with someone that you may know that may benefit. Also, join the group, the wait list, if you are truly looking to find a program that can help you unlock that greatness within and really teach you. You know, this is mystic sages and gurus. This is ancient wisdom. There's a bunch of stuff that I'm putting in here, quantum physics, neuroscience, all the stuff in this program. So I highly recommend just join the waitlist. There's no fee for it. You just join it. And when the time comes that we release, I will let you know. And there will be a nice deep discount for the program massively for only those on the waitlist. Last but not least, join our free Facebook group page. Like I said, we're going to be starting to do our Facebook's podcast ones live there. We do them on YouTube also. And then we'll be doing a Q&A session with me once a month. We're hoping to start that in November. So keep a lookout. Join it. I want to appreciate you again, as always. My name is Dr. Vic, and it's been a pleasure. You've been listening to The Mindful Experiment. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.